From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The second round of the high school football playoffs will get underway tomorrow night. GW will host Salem, and head coach Nick Anderson says stopping the Salem offense will be the key to a win.
It's a no quit, no panic kind of team. They're very methodical in their offense and what they do. It's very tough to stop, but they're happy with getting 3 or 4 yards a pop. And then they're just going to wait for you to make one mistake so they can break it for 60. They pack everybody in the box so they can get past the linebackers. They can run a long ways. And we just got to be really good at our technique and make sure we get these guys to the ground.
Both teams enter the game on long winning streaks, with GW winning 10 in a row and Salem winning their last 8. Our pregame coverage will begin tomorrow night at 6:30 on WBTM. Also, Gretna will play on the road at Radford in a second-round matchup. Both teams enter the game with records of 8-3. Magna Vista will also host Lord Botetourt. The Warriors are 9-2, while Botetourt is 8-3. The Virginia Tech basketball team was upset by Jacksonville and Blacksburg last night, 74-64. Reidsville native Malijah Poteet led the way for the Hokies with 15 points and 8 rebounds in the loss. Virginia Tech falls to 3-2 on the season with the loss. UConn women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma made history last night as the Huskies beat Fairleigh Dickinson 85-41. The win makes Auriemma the winningest coach in college basketball history with 1,217 wins. He moved ahead of former Stanford women's coach Tara Van Dierver with the win. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.